It's 11 and a half minutes past 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. And as promised, my first guest for the Tuesday edition of the Dave Charles Show is, well, she's no stranger to the radio studio. In fact, no stranger to the media at all. Lauren Abdo. She's a marketing professional from a company that she launched a year or two back, shall we say, euphemistically, Marketing Works. Welcome. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me again. It's been a while, hey?
Time goes by and things change a lot.
And we're much older.
No, you get younger. I wanted
to
ask you.
Oh, stop it.
What is your secret?
We'll get into
that in a second. So, Lauren, I was fascinated. I did a little bit of a background dive and discovered that, well, you, when you were at school, decided that your career would be going forward a headmistress. Not just a teacher. A headmistress.
I know. If you're going to aim, you've got to reach for the sky, you know.
But why? Did you have a good headmistress that inspired you?
No, I think I just wanted control, right?
Are you a controlling soul?
I don't know. You might need to ask my husband on that. But I am a little bit of a control freak. I like to touch everything that goes through my business and my life. But sometimes I do need to let go a little bit. I'm still learning.
It's a personality trait that many leaders have. And, you get different types of people in the world. Those who make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that wonder what happened. And, sadly, most of the volume of people in the world are in the latter category.
Yeah.
But are you one that makes things happen?
I like to make things happen. I like to, in my life, if I say I'm going to do something, I generally do it. You know, we were talking about the other day when I ran Comrades, and we were talking about, you do an entry. And for me, when I ran Comrades and entered, stupidly for the second time, I think I'm done, I knew that it was not an option for me not to finish. If I was going to crawl over that finish line, but I was going to do it. So make things happen.
Well,
or try your darndest, right?
It certainly has been a mantra in your life. But going back again, I wanted to ask you about the musical side of Lauren Abdo, because you're very musical.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the most enduring, maybe not endearing, but enduring ads on the radio is the Baby Shark ad.
Oh, the number of people, Dave.
You created that.
You say radio doesn't work. Do you know how many people messaged me and they were like, were you involved in that Baby Shark? I can't stop singing it. So don't say radio doesn't work, because I got lots of hate mail on that one.
I never say radio doesn't work.
Hate in a good way.
Well, there it is. So you have a musical bent, and at one stage you wanted to become a concert pianist.
Oh, that's all I wanted to do, but God had other plans for me. I was going to be a concert pianist, and then I ended up in London and I worked in commerce. And
but before you got there, were you actually an accomplished pianist?
I did my grade 8. I passed it. How I passed it, because my music teacher went back to my mother 3 weeks before and was like, this girl is going to actually embarrass me because she doesn't have her third piece hands together yet, and the exam is in 3 weeks. But I stepped up and I did it. So I've always had a love for music. It comes from my dad. I picked up a guitar at the age of 6. I have tried the sax. I didn't have time because I was doing my grade 8. I played the violin during COVID. My kids banished me to the garage because they were like, Mom, you are killing this. So, but yeah, music has always been in my life.
In fact, you entered Idols a couple of times.
I did. I entered the first Idols. I came back from London and my uncle was like, you've got to enter this thing. You've got to pitch at the hotel. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And yeah, I got to the round before they, the ones when you go onto stage, and they were like, you've got too much of a classical voice. And I was gutted. But I mean, I was gutted for something that I didn't even know I was entering into. But yeah, music's always been in my life. I am a big driver. Lyrics drive my soul.
But
there's nothing better than a good song.
You're also very persistent, because you came back a second time for a show like
that. Yes, I did go back for a second time. I don't take no very easily, clearly.
And what did they say the second time?
I didn't even make it through the first round.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I don't do well with failure, hey?
No, I mean, that must have been, you must have wanted to kill them all.
Yeah, no, totally. Mm. But I've never stopped singing. I don't write as many songs as I used to, but yeah, music, there's always music playing in my car. There's music playing. It drives my soul to the core.
Then let's take a musical interlude and we'll come back on the flip side of this. And in the studio with me on this happy Tuesday morning, Lauren Abdo from Marketing Works, an expert marketer and a very, very important part of the cog that is the local economy on the North Coast. Lauren, you've had, we have had a chat about your early history, and very interesting. It shows a certain amount of grit and fortitude. But the getting from those early days, you went and studied economics.
Marketing.
It was an interesting segue into the world of creativity, because your business bent, which was obviously driving you to university to become qualified in that kind of field, must have stood you in good stead. But how did you get from there into marketing?
How did I get into marketing? I think it was always, you know, I always say that I'm in the right job. Like, it's not a job. For me, it's really a passion. And I think, you know, just like I said earlier, music has always been at the core of me. The creative side has always been in the core. So yes, obviously I was a sales rep and I was in recruitment. And
oh, so you did a few things.
Yeah, I did it. Dave, I'm in this job and have Marketing Works because I'm highly unemployable. I really sucked at all the jobs that I'm highly unemployable because I don't take instruction very well. So I do like to be the boss, probably the whole back to the headmistress thing, you know. But I think the creative side was always at the heart of everything that I did. I always put a creative spin. I'm always thinking about how I can do something better and more creatively, and how do we get into the hands of, you know, into the customer's hands, and how do we do that differently, you know, different campaigns. And so, yes, the jobs, the recruitment taught me how to deal with people, and yes, the sales, when I was a sales rep for Auto Trader, you know, gave me the sales side. But I think at the core, I don't think it's something that I can really explain. At the core of everything that I did, yes, I've got a commerce degree, but was that drive, and I've always been a creative soul at the core, trying to do things creatively and just do things a little bit differently, right?
So what was the catalyst that got you out of being an employee to deciding I'm going to do something on my own, and it's going to be marketing, and I'm going to go out there and find clients and sell my ability to make their business better? How did that happen?
Well, you're going to laugh at this. It wasn't something, it was life that drove me to it. I got retrenched and I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So in a panic, I had a 3-month-old baby and a 3-year-old, and I phoned my brother-in-law who was in recruitment, and I said, Hilton, what am I going to do? I've just been retrenched. And he said to me, lol, you're going to do what you were always going to do. And he said, start your own business. So no, I don't have a business plan. There wasn't time for SWOT analysis. There wasn't time. I registered the name Marketing Works and I began.
It's amazing how adversity often triggers the best
in one. It gave me the kick, and it was the best thing that could ever have happened to me, because I probably would have worked. I probably would have moved jobs, and I would have been maybe 45 or 46 or 50, and then I would have been like, I'm going to start my own thing. But I was kicked into touch, and I had no choice but to make it happen. Wow.
And who gave you your first break? Who was your first client?
So I did a little article in a magazine, and they asked me like 5 random questions, and it was Tony and Dee. They were a boutique, like shop with boutique clothes, and they took me on for social media. And then the other one was, Kiri from Slimline Pools. She was one of my best friends, and I had always helped her with, I don't know if you remember the pool days. You remember the get in a pool for 3 days and see if you can win a pool?
Yes.
And
that's what you did at all the big shopping center before.
Yeah, and you guys were involved. You did all the emceeing and stuff. So, yeah, that was back in the day, 10 years ago? And but, yeah, Tony and Dee were my first client, and then Marketing Works just evolved through word of mouth, which I'm very, very grateful for. I haven't had to advertise and stuff, and it's evolved through relationships. You know, it's evolved through relationships with you guys. And, you know, Mark is doing an event and emceeing for me this week for a 200-seater event. And he's done a video, and that has been through the relationship that I built 10 years ago, and it's a guiding force in my business relationship.
I was going to say, it seems that you have the ability to build a team around you, and you tend to choose very wisely your collaborators. Yeah. Because you don't, we were talking earlier, you're saying you don't like the idea of employing a staff
that is
going to give you grey
hairs. Well, again, it's life, and it's the way things are. I hired someone in my first year, and it was a complete disaster. I should have known when she couldn't open up Outlook that there may have been some discrepancies on her CV. I then made the decision that I was going to go with an outsource model, and it stood me in good stead. And I've worked, but again, it goes to that relationship. My web developers that work with me deliver. You know, it's all about delivery. I'm effectively their client because they own their own businesses, but it's around relationship and delivery, and which is just, I think that's been the one thing that's made Marketing Works a success is the people around me and the people that I work with.
Mm. Generally speaking, that is the recipe that successful businesses follow, and many entrepreneurs will say, it's the team.
It is the team.
I have the inspiration and the ideas, but to get it,
it's the people over that do it. They get it over.
Yes. 28 minutes to 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. If it's Tuesday, well, it's a lifestyle super spa. It's sushi day, so we'll enjoy that a little bit later, half price and all that. But getting back to the guest in the studio, Lauren Abdo, my very special guest from Marketing Works, which is a proudly Bolito-based marketing company, which was created entirely by her, and an unusual model because instead of employing rafts of people that pretend to be doing stuff and end up costing you a bomb and giving you grey hair, you do it all yourself, which is fantastic. But that's because, well, I say you do it all yourself. You have an outsourced team of experts that you can choose the best for the application, which makes sense. But you also drive yourself very hard. And if the marketing thing isn't enough, you also decided one day that you're going to run from Joburg to Cape Town. How does that happen in the world?
You know, Dave, it was all for an incredible cause. The money that we raised for that puts kids through varsity.
But when did you become a runner? I you know, you're a creative.
Maybe I was running away from my problems. I don't know. But I ran at school, cross country. You know, we all had to do it in PE. And but I really actually, I became a runner when I started my first job. I lived down in Morningside, and I ran and walked around the gravel race course. And then I was like, and then you know what? Us runners, then the next thing was, okay, I'm going to do a 10K. And then it spiraled, and it became a 21. But I've run for 20 odd years. I love running because it's actually the one time I don't think. I dream. It sounds silly, but I don't think about my problems and stuff. I don't unpack that on the road. I get to dream, and I think it's also, so it's a little, yes, it's good for me exercise wise, but it's a little bit of comic relief from everything that's on my to-do list. And I dream about travel. I've always wanted to go to New York. And I dream. I dream big when I'm running.
So clearly you were dreaming a lot on the road from Joburg to Cape Town. Tell us a bit more about that
experience.
There
are some dark times. It's quite an incredible thing. So
it's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it's like I just didn't have a box of chocolates. We had a lot of Coke and all of those beautiful things to keep us fueled. But so it's a relay run. So I didn't run the entire distance, but you leave on the Friday. You leave Johannesburg on the Friday, and we run nonstop. There is a team of runners, and there is a bus behind you, so making sure that you don't get hit by somebody. And we run 24 hours a day. So our team had to cover a distance of 90 in our shift. It's an 8-hour shift, and there are three shifts, obviously, a day. And you run, and then when you reach your 90K marker, the next bus comes over, you hop in the other bus, and you go home and try and get some rest. And it's running all the time. We ran on average between 30 and 40 Ks a day. So I think I did 100 and something Ks over the entire week. And you run through some dark times. You know, you're running sometimes in the middle of the night if you shifted. But you also get to see some incredible stuff. You get to see, I will never forget crossing the Orange River and watching the sun come up. And it was a song that was playing in the bus called Chasing the Sun by Sarah Bareilles. And that has been my ringtone since 2021, because it talks about living your life and, you know, we're always chasing the sun. And so, there were some real goosebump moments in that. And we were doing it not for self. It was about a bigger thing.
What was the beneficiary of the run?
So it's Francois Pinault's a charity called Mad to Run. They were the beneficiaries. So it was for an incredible cause. Crazy, but incredible cause.
You've done it. Tick. Another one of those.
Tick.
Yeah. Life's experiences. People that have big dreams and big ambition like you tend to achieve a hell of a lot purely because you aim so high. Now your marketing company has taken on some very interesting clients. We won't get into that because a lot of it's personal, I'm sure. But what if I was to ask you, marketing works, what is your the problems that you solve? It used to be unique selling proposition, but now it's the unique problem solving, UPS, that we talk about.
So the biggest thing that I always try to, I work in the small to medium space. Obviously, I do have big clients and I do across the board marketing and stuff. But I find a lot of people come to me and their problems are that they actually don't know where to begin. And so it's about, you know, I often get the question, what is your package? And I always respond and say, I don't have packages. And the reason I don't have packages is that, yes, the universal thing is in marketing, though, all those tools are the same and how you approach brands and how you build brands. But the problems are always unique. And so I always sit with client and I solve their problems, and hopefully within their budget is finding a way to get them into the hands of the consumer in a different and unique way. But the big thing, and I think with the AI and all of the way that digital marketing has changed, is trying to get them into consumers' and customers' hands authentically and to tell their story. That's probably the biggest thing, is tell the story behind the brand and remain authentic.
And what have been some of the biggest moments that you can think of in terms of your career? The big successes.
It's the small moments, Dave. It's actually not about the big, oh, I did an event and I did that. It's about the small moments where you touch a client and you make a difference for them. So yes, launched Nurture Bellito Hospital, did launch. That was the big thing. But behind that, I was able to walk them through getting Nurture launched. So it's a small little moments where you sit back and you go, we got it right. And you know, we got it right. I don't always get it right. There've been some flunks, obviously, but it's when you get it right, but you get it right authentically and you tell that story and say, this is who we are. And I think people feel that. I really do think they feel when you're being authentic or when you've AI-driven an image and it's not really you and your story.
I want to ask you about AI. What are your thoughts there? Because I'm of the opinion now that if someone sends me a piece for the magazine that we produce or anything that is... and you can tell. I can tell if a piece is AI. I'm sure you can as well. It insults me. I don't like that. I won't run it. What is your idea?
Why
does one kick back against AI written generated stuff?
Because I don't think that you ever, with all due respect, it's done by robots and it loses that authenticity. And you can see, I got an email from somebody asking me for marketing advice and what it was written by ChatGPT. And to be fair, she probably didn't know what questions she needed to ask me so that I could give her a quote. But the reality was, it was written by AI. She hadn't put, Lauren, I need your help, and I actually have no idea what I'm doing. Can we have a coffee? It was a ChatGPT, and I firmly believe, and maybe I'm going to listen to this recording in another 20 years, and I'm going to be wrong. I could possibly be wrong.
I don't
think we are ever going to transcend the human mind.
Well, I use
it all the time. I write articles, but... I maybe take 45 minutes to put the prompt in to give me the stuff it takes. It does lessen my time into doing stuff, but I still sit and I put in the human touch. And I really hope that I'm not wrong, but I don't think we're ever going to transcend the human brain.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. And the analogy that I like rather is the idea of, you know, they're making humanoid creatures, not people, that are pretty realistic.
Right? Yeah,
they're pretty realistic. But you know, and here's your new love companion. It's a robot.
Oh my goodness.
Could that ever fulfill your needs? You know,
I don't think so.
The closeness and the intimacy of people. And that's a special thing.
Yeah.
Everyone is special in that regard. So, yeah, there's a place for AI, and it's going to make marketing, I think, particularly
Sorry. Hello, Mom.
I think what's going to happen, personally, is that the ordinary punter will soon tire of obvious AI perfection. You know, it's a bit like I suppose the influencer age, which has come, and luckily I think it's going, because I mean, if I hear another nebbish that's done nothing and been nothing telling me to do something because they think it's good, who are you and what on earth, why should I do because what you say, then it's ridiculous. Back in the day, you know, you had celebrities that had done stuff, and I think it's getting back to that. It must be getting back
and
to that.
You know, we being thrown at, and it makes marketing really hard, because we being, it's newsletters, it's radio, it's SMSs, it's WhatsApp, it's, we're being chucked at, this content is being chucked at you 24/7. You wake up to 72 WhatsApps and all the chat groups and all of that. But I firmly believe that the only way that you can transcend and get beyond all of that, to stick out, is authenticity, is relationships.
Anyone listening to this right now that thinks, I have a business or I have an idea that I need to take to the next level and I need a marketer to help, how would they get hold of you?
So I have a website, marketingworks.co.za. It is the old school because this business was founded in 2015. It's not Marketing Works with a X, like everybody, you know, the new age. It's Marketing Works with a K. And all my details are on my contact page, so you can get hold of me. You can see who I am, what I'm about. Some interesting facts around me, like the fact that I hate spiders.
Yeah.
I've got 8 terrifying legs. I'm better now, but just who I am, and get in touch.
And clearly marketing works because...
With a K.
Yeah. No, the proof is there. You have a lot of clients. They are very successful, largely because they trust you to assist where they need help, and you give 100 plus percent, if that is at all possible. Mm. Your reputation speaks for yourself. So I really appreciate you coming through to the studio.
Thanks, Dave. It's been really good to be in studio again.
And I look forward to continuing the conversation shortly. That's a good way to play out with a beautiful tune by Chris Rea.